So, I don't know why I decided to hit record before I cleared my throat, but whatever. Someone asked me to take the slut survey? Is that the word? Slut girl survey? Okay. Let's see how this goes. So, I can probably already tell you that the girl in the picture is possibly sluttier than I am. Because, you know, no? Okay. Okay, so I have no idea what these questions are. I guess we'll see how it goes. I can't promise you it's going to be entertaining. Age, sex, location. Obviously, I'm a woman by my voice.
Can't you tell?
I'm 23. My birthday is coming up, though. So, how about that? Put that in your little pipe and wish me a happy birthday. Eventually. Not now. Not anytime now. But eventually. How many guys / girls have you had sex with? I don't know. Like, it's probably in the late teens, early 20s. Have not had sex with a woman recently or of legal age. But if we're counting underage, then one. How many guys blown, girls eaten out? One girl eaten out, Guys blown, I don't know. There's been all of them? I don't know. I've been around the block. Doesn't seem like I have, if you feel me, if you know what I mean. But I've been around the block. Favorite position? Oh, doggy. It is doggy, for sure. Has anyone, friends, or family found out about your suddenness? Yes, my mother had, and she went on a crazy rampage about text messages I had shared with someone about anal sex. So, that was fun. Thoughts on anal? Like it, dislike it? I fucking love anal. I love it more than vaginal. Like, for real. Like, there's been, I can't even count how many boys I have had them stick their dick in my fucking ass, and it's been their first time. It's been the greatest. I love, love, love anal, anal, I love anal. Most guys / girls fucked in one day, too. You know, most guys / girls fucked in 1 hour, none. That's impressive, but disgusting at the same time. No judgment, though. Sluttiest thing you've ever done? I guess. God, I don't know. It's hard to say. Let's see. With one guy, we had, like, very public, because we were in a park during broad daylight. People were there. Like, I gave him a blowjob. So, oral sex in a park. So, that was fun. He also put his hands down my pants and just, like, kind of fingered me and, like, rubbed my clit. Like, oh, okay, there's people. Another time I was watching Mad Max in theaters with a date. And he put his hands down my leggings and, you know, rubbed my clit and stuff. And that was pretty fun. There were a decent amount of people there. Luckily, that was a pretty loud movie. And then we went into his car and had sex in the theater. Not in the theater, but in the theater parking lot. So I guess that, I don't know. Most awkward place you've had sex. I'm only gonna say this is awkward. I mean, I've done it in cars before, that's fine. I don't really care. But it was awkward because, like, somebody knocked on the door and we were just like, ah. Like, it was foggy enough that they couldn't see us. So he started the car and he was like, sorry. And then he just, like, reversed the car. It was awkward because it was in my neighborhood. So, like, yeah, that was uncomfortable. Another time, there was, I guess, the same situation, but it was a cop car and the car wasn't that foggy. They, like, opened the door, and I guess they could tell we were putting our clothes back on, so then he closed the door, and then he, like, drove off, but we were pretty sure that he was gonna come back soon, So we're just like, okay, let's run away. Let's run away now. Let's see. Last slutty thing you've done this day, week, month, year. I don't think I've done anything ridiculously slutty this, like, today. I don't think so. Sometimes if I see anyone, like, attractive at my job, I'll, like, kind of, I don't know, like, flirt with my butt. Like, I'll kind of wiggle it a little bit and stuff. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. I'm weird. This week, I don't know. I did a lot of bad stuff a couple of nights ago. I guess technically during, like, a play with mittens sort of thing, but not really. This month, I don't know, I guess, that thing that I just mentioned. This year, you know, more car sex. It's always fun. I mean, just, we had sex, oh my gosh, for, like, I swear to God, 5 hours. Like, 5 hours of car sex is pretty intense. Ever had sex in public? Well, after my whole fucking ordeal talking about car sex for the past 20 minutes, yes. Ever had sex in front of a crowd? I guess the movie theater counts as the crowd? Slutty thing you've worn in public. Oh my god. Okay, so I have this, like, deep, deep, like, V, like, deep cut or whatever, shirt. It's not, like, a V-neck shirt. Like, that sounds lame. It's like, a blouse thing. I don't really know. Super form-fitting. And, like, it's just, like, cleavage, you know? And I always wear leggings, and I never wear panties with my leggings, ever. Well, usually I don't. So I guess it's, like, a normal slutty, like, outfit. But I guess the sluttiest thing I've ever worn is my Halloween costume last year. I was the Queen of Hearts, and, like, my tits were, like, pouring out of my fucking shirt. Like, pouring out of my costume. My ass was out the whole entire time. Like, the whole entire time my ass was out. So, I guess it's slutty. I don't know. But it's Halloween, so, like, does that really count as slutty? Can anyone really be slutty on Halloween? Who's to say? Most awkward place you've had sex? Probably a Honda Civic. With, like, somebody who has, like, the Andy Dwyer, like, the first few seasons of Parks and Rec-esque body. Because he, like, sweat on me, and that was really disgusting. Like, I was like, ugh, okay. So, I guess that counts. Most degrading moment. Oh, jeez. God, I'm sure there's been some. Oh my god. I don't even know. I can't think of anything for that one. Let me get back to you. Okay, like, urge to fuck at, like, the most inappropriate time. I've, like, been places with people, and, like, there's, like, been, like, a guy next to me or whatever that I was, like, hitting on before, and, like, I've definitely, like, jerked him off under the table. Oh, no, I just thought of something. Oh, my god. Okay. So, I was at a house party with my friend, and it was her boyfriend's house, but he has a roommate. And he was, like, hardcore wanting to fuck me that night. And, like, all me, my friend, and the guy were laying in the bed. I was in the middle. The guy was along the wall. And I was jerking him off while I was talking to my friend. So it's, like, I guess it's, like, inappropriate. Does it count? Maybe? Awkward place sort of thing? I mean, we did end up having sex, but, like, she wasn't in the bed. But, like, I was like, hey, by the way, while I was talking to you, I was just jerking this guy off, and you didn't even know. She was like, oh, okay. Ever been turned on by something non-sexual? I get turned on by hands, but, like, not even when they're doing anything. Like, there's, like, a guy with hands. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Or, like, I'm sure there's something else that I've just been like, why am I turned on? sometimes, I don't even know, like, I know there's, like, things, there's just, guys are just so hot, just want to touch them, you know, just want to touch them, after meeting someone for the first time, how quickly would it take you to fuck them? Oh, man, there was this guy that took, like, literally a minute. I guess it doesn't totally count. I think it was, like, a Tinder guy or something. I, like, drunk dialed him, and I was like, I'm coming home from the bar, you should come over to my house. We can watch Netflix. I have the fucking menu on. That's the farthest we get, and then we just start fucking. Like, that's the farthest is the fucking main page of Netflix. Literally, all I did was turn my TV on. Boom. Like, really? Okay, that's cool. Ever done something that was illegal, questionably legal? I don't think so. Nothing sexual, anyway. Well, worst thing you've done that you'd do again. Ugh, there was this bitch that I went to high school with. I invited her and I were getting along, I invited her to, like, the St. Patrick's Day thing, and my friend's friend was there, and he was, like, hating on me, like, from nights before, and she went, and, like, she, like, went home with him. I was like, this fucking bitch. Turns out that he had a tiny dick anyway, so whatever, no loss. I ended up hanging out at her house, a couple weeks later for, like, it was, like, during Easter weekend, that's just all I remember, and I ended up giving her roommate a blowjob in her band. And he came in my mouth, so I win, right? And his dick was bigger, so I win. And I would totally do it again to anybody because I don't care. What are your favorite names to be called? I like being called a good girl. Like, I really do. You can almost tell, at least for me anyway, names that someone likes being called or names I like being called based off of the way that I say it. Like, good girl. Like, I don't know. I feel like you can tell that I like it. I don't know if that makes sense. But I really like it. I don't know. There's, like, I mean, I like being called, like, pretty much anything. Like, anything. That's actually one of my, like, lines for flirting, which I don't think anyone's ever picked up on. Someone would be like, oh, you know, if they don't feel comfortable calling me, like, Mittens or, like, I normally go by booty meat, or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, what do you like being called? I'm like, whatever you want. I don't think they get it, or maybe they think that, and they're just like, she didn't mean it like that, but, you know. Best thing about being a slut, you get to have sex with a lot of people. I don't know. Like, that's my favorite thing, I guess, about it. You know, that's that's basically, you know, it, I guess. So I'm gonna stop this recording now, I guess.